On November's election ballot, there will be a constitutional amendment to make the state legislature larger. Unlike some other election issues, there appears to be very little controversy about this one, despite the fact that it would make a fundamental change in the very foundation of our state's government. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Ballot Measure 1 would add 4 more members to the state House and 2 more to the state Senate. Any constitutional amendment requires the vote of 2/3 of each house of the legislature, and this one easily got more than that. Sponsor Senator Donnie Olson of Nome says that's partly because he's in the bipartisan majority and partly because he trimmed his amendment down in a compromise to get the votes of most urban Republicans. At this point, the only real objection to the amendment is the cost. There's no realistic estimate for the cost of paying 6 more lawmakers, giving them staffs and offices, and redesigning the chambers of both the State House and Senate for more seats. The argument for Ballot Measure 1 rests on representation. Olson points out that the size of the legislature has remained at 60 ever since statehood, while the population of the state has more than tripled. Most of that growth has been in the urban areas, where there are more and more districts, leaving the districts of rural areas to cover larger and larger amounts of ground to get to the required number of people, about 31,000 people, for a Senate seat. That means many of the people in Senator Albert Kukesh's district, which sprawls from deepest southeast to the Koyukuk River in northwestern Alaska, will never see him.
120 communities that are in his district, and he doesn't fly, and he's got to go from Angoon to Juneau and then go from there to Anchorage and someplace else. A good example is going to Lyme Village. He has to go then to Aniak, then to go to Lyme Village. So it takes a full day, and if not a day and a half, to get there. And so you run into situations where there are people in communities that he never sees during the 4 years that he's there because, one, it's expensive to get out there. Number two, it's from a practical standpoint, it's logistically difficult to get there. And so because of that, we have a constituency that is somewhat disenfranchised. They never see their senator. They never see their representative. They are feeling like, well, the state really doesn't care because I never see them.
And it's actually unlikely that Ballot Measure 1 would make such districts any smaller. All the new districts would be located in places where the population has grown. But without the amendment, those rural districts would have to cover even more ground now that the 2010 census is complete, more than 17,000 people for a House seat, compared to about 15,500 that were in each district after the 2000 census. So while it does make a very fundamental change in our state's governing body, the amendment is actually more about maintaining the status quo. With it, the rural districts would remain about the same size as they are now. Without it, the State Reapportionment Board would have a much more ambitious job ahead of it, redesigning the boundaries of districts. And Representative Les Guerra of Anchorage says partisan forces would likely prevail in the process, with 4 Republicans and 1 Democrat on that board.
Trust me, right now, the sort of party chairs out there are scrambling to try and draw districts that take your vote away. They will try and create as many Republican districts as possible and as few Democratic districts. If you don't want party chairs to predetermine your vote and draw districts that benefit their party, you want smaller districts, because the bigger the district, the easier it is to gerrymander.
The statement opposing Ballot Measure 1 in the voter information pamphlet was written by Palmer Representative Carl Gatto. He points out that each Alaskan has 1 senator and 1 House member under the current system, and this measure would not increase that, but would add to the cost of government in a number of ways. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.